Just come a few halachot regarding the tefillat musaf of Yom Kippurim. The musaf shel Yom Kippurim omrim benosach zokhrer lehayim micha mocha abarahamim. Normally we say micha mocha abarahaman in shachrit. However, in musaf we move over to micha mocha abarahamim. Zocher Yisulab, Rahamim Lahayim. So we go from Avarahaman to Avarahamim, as is written in Shara Kavanot. Also, there's a great Kavanah that's also based on the Shara Kavanot. When a person gets to the Keter of Musaf and the Keter of Ne'ilah, when he says the word Ayyeh, Ayyeh, if a person has the right kavanah, which we'll learn now, and he requests from God one of three items, either banim tamidei hachamim tzaddikim, or hasagat ruach hakodesh, or osher v'chavod. So either children that will be tzaddikim, or that will have a form of ruach hakodesh, or osher v'chavod, wealth, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can ask for one of the three, and it'll happen. What's the Kavanah? So when he says the words Ayyeh, now under the Ayyeh, we're going to have Nikudot. So the Nikudot are going to be the three dots underneath the Ayyeh. Now the three dots, each dot is Gematria 10, so that is 30. And then you're going to have a Kamatz under the He of Ayyeh. So no nekudot under the Aleph, only under the Yud and the He. The He has a Kamatz. Now the gematria of a Kamatz is 16. The Patach is a 6, and what comes under it, the line, the dot, is 10. So therefore you have gematria nekudot 46. Oh. Now, the Shem Ayin Bet of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Shem Yud Vav Dalid, Yud, He Yud, Vav, Yud, Vav, He, Yud. That's called Havaya B'Yudin, which equals 72. However, the fill-in letters equals 46, because the Yud Ke Vav Ke equals 26. So therefore, 26 and 46 is 72. So we're only looking at the fill-in letters of the Shem, Av, which is the gematria of the Nekudot of the Ayyeh, with the Nekudot that we mentioned, the three dots under the Yud and the Kamatz under the He. And then he's able to make a tefillah for one of those three. If he's praying, if he's the Hazan, he should have this prayer, of course, b'kavanah. If he's praying, not the Hazan, he could actually verbalize and say Yiratzon melefanecha at that point, that he should be zocher to have one of the three. Furthermore, the custom in the Musaf is that when we hear the Shem Yud Ke Vav Ke in the Seder Avodah, Kore'im u'mishtahavim v'noflim al penehem. However, it's not the custom of the ladies to make the Kiriot and the Shtahavayot. This would be a breach in the Sini'ut. So therefore, ladies are not mandated to do it. Last but not least, that there's an old custom from Hakam Mordechai Sharabi alav shalom, that he had the minhag in his midrash, that on the night of Yom Kippur, after the service was over, they would sing the famous piyut of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Ezra, which is the Ben Adama. And therefore, that is a good minhag. Some actually sing it after Musaf, between Musaf and Mincha. You'll see it in the Sidurim. However, our minhag here in the synagogue is like they did in Yerushalayim, that we sing it Leil Kippur after we finish Arbit. We stay for a few extra minutes. It's a very, very song filled with tremendous musar and tochaha, talking about the different stages of a person's life and what he goes through at each stage, and therefore it reminds him to make Hashbon Nefesh and not to get lost in the diversions and the frivolities of life. So again, that is a minhag that we do Leil Kippur after the tefillah.